Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. The baby daughter of Bondi stabbing victim Ashley Good has moved out of the ICU, New South Wales Health confirming the nine-month-old's condition's improving. While Westfield Bondi is expected to reopen its doors by the end of this week following the tragic deaths of six people. It'll take a new borrower in New South Wales around 11 and a half years to save for a deposit for a medium-priced home. That's the latest findings from ANZ and CoreLogic. It's higher again for those chasing a place in Sydney and Newcastle and Lake Mac. More than half of the household income is going towards servicing a new mortgage in the regions. It's around 35% for those renting. Excitement's building in Maitland as the city prepares to host one of its biggest sporting events in recent years. The A-League Women's Finals roll into town on Sunday when the Jets take on Melbourne City. Council's Jeff Smith says it's great to see the new-look sports ground being used for such an occasion.
We've invested quite a lot of money in that whole precinct there, so it's great to identify opportunities like this, to utilise it and promote it to a wider audience as well.
Briefly, Prince William will return to work for the first time after Kate's cancer diagnosis on Thursday. More than 20 religious leaders have joined the Premier in calling for peace in light of the distressing scenes seen across Sydney over the past week. And Aussie scientists say we're a step closer to getting a vaccine dose in a pill instead of a shot in the arm. Good news for the Knights fans concerned about the hip complaint Kalyn Ponga is carrying. Newcastle's named an unchanged team for the club's clash against the Bulldogs this weekend. It's set to be a big one for Adam Elliott, the forward notching up his 150th NRL match. Still on footy, and Queensland coach Billy Slater says he'd have no issue picking Kalyn Ponga in this year's Origin squad alongside incumbent fullback Reece Walsh.
I'm willing to look outside the box and see what suits our team, but it's got to suit our team. You've got to be realistic with it.
Merriweather surfer Ryan Callinan has been bundled out of the Margaret River Pro, losing to Gabriel Medina in round of 32 action.